Blog Talk Radio.
More.
One bleeds red and one bleeds blue. Two friends, one heated rivalry. It's intense. It's no holds barred. It's game time.
Hey, let's go!
On Red versus Blue Sports Talk Radio with your host, Scott Atkins and Michael Trent. Scott and Mike and their versatility bring new light to many topics in and out of the world of fantasy sports. Guests can reach the show by calling 347-324-5404. Red versus Blue Sports Talk Radio, where Planet Red and Big Blue Nation collide. Let's hope they're still friends afterwards. Here they are, Scott and Mike.
Well, hello and welcome, everyone, to another edition of Red versus Blue Sports Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Mike Trent. Thanks for making us a part of your evening. Scott is not with us tonight. Unfortunate thing happened earlier this week. His mother passed away, and our thoughts and prayers are with Scott and his family, because Scott is a very good friend of mine, and I'm thinking a lot about him and his family and what they're going through. So you got me, guys. But I want everybody that has participated in the show and has been on board with us to continue to be on board. I'm not the best when it comes to this, but one thing about it is Scott, he wants it to be this way, and we're going to continue on, and we're going to continue moving forward with what we have to offer and the interactive spirit of fantasy football. We're going to keep on rolling as we go through your playoffs and eventually your fantasy Super Bowl, and that's what we're looking for. All of you have a lot of things to offer, and there's going to be a ton of content tonight, and we're going to make sure that that happens. The phone number, if you want to call in, is 347-324-5404. That's 347-324-5404. The chat room is always open, and we love it when you guys come in and interact with us. We have a lot of fun with it. We hope... last week, as a matter of fact, we hope that we helped you out and on who to start and who not to start, and we're going to do that again a little bit later. One thing that I want to bring up first off before we get going is Super Bowl. Give me your picks for the Super Bowl. People can tell me who you like. They can tell me who you don't like. I want to know who you like out of the AFC. I want to know who you like out of the NFC. I have my own personal picks, but just give me something, and we'll kind of roll from there as far as who you like. Tonight we got a lot of things to cover. Starting lineups, like I said, from the 1 o'clockers on Sunday until the Monday night game. To recap Thursday. Last night, Pierre Thomas was strong. I mean, he was lights out. And for your Drew Brees owners, did you get enough out of Drew Brees? I don't think so. I'm personally playing somebody that that played Drew Brees, and I don't think he got enough. So, I mean, I need to know out of you guys if he got enough. So, I think we got a caller on 812-923, but I don't know how to get to it. So anyway, Rach.
Yep.
What do you got?
I got it. Trying to come across here. I don't know if I am or not. But anyway, we're going to talk a little football here. In the league. Fourth strongest team in the whole league, and I came in, didn't even make the playoffs, but that's the way it goes. But that's all right. I'm still going, and Mike's doing pretty good. I like, tell you who I like in the Super Bowl. I like Pittsburgh. Don't care about Pittsburgh, but I like Pittsburgh. I think they're as strong as they can be right now. You get Willie healthy. He's going to be all right. I think he's going to play. He's going to go. He's going to do it. Of course, who can knock down Big Ben? He's awesome, too. In NFC, I like Carolina. Why? I really don't know. I don't really care for the NFC to begin with, but I like Carolina. I think they're going to come in there. They got a lot of things going on. Just tough. They've been there. They can play good. I like what they're doing. I think they'll be all right. What do you think, Mike?
Hey, I tell you, Dave, you're something else. I got to give you props there, buddy. I'm looking at the message board, and I tell you what, I've been with Rachel for about 14 years, and you know, it's funny because when we're going against each other, it's like she's upstairs, I'm downstairs, because I will always stay downstairs. Dave, he sent something back, said Isaac Bruce versus Warwick Dunn, and that is very very interesting. You know, Dave, you always kind of send the Isaac Bruce thing. Warwick Dunn, I mean, I just don't know how I can go. I can't go against Warwick Dunn in this situation. No longer a sausage part. You guys are great, but I just can't. I can't go against. I can't go against Warwick Dunn. I would almost have to start Warwick Dunn. Isaac Bruce. I mean, until somebody can.
Who does Isaac Bruce play for anymore? Hello?
Well, they're playing Seattle, honey, buddy.
No, who's he play for?
Oh, I mean that could be a good thing. You know, as a matter of fact, I think it's time I start going ahead and breaking down. Let's start with the 1 o'clock games. Green Bay at Jacksonville. I see a big game out of Aaron Rodgers, Ryan Grant, and Jacksonville. Have they folded up the tent, or what? Have they quit? Have they quit on that coach? I don't know. The one thing that I do like is I see Maurice Jones-Drew obviously going for quite a bit against the Green Bay offensive line, because I think the offensive line has already proven that they can do it. Or that they can give it up. On the other side of it, I see Green Bay. They're not favored by two for a reason, so here's a chance for Aaron Rodgers to have a big day. Ryan Grant, big day. So
I don't know who's going to win, but I would say the over. Over, over, over.
So you like the over 45. So what you're saying
is... I like
is
the over in that game.
So Jacksonville can...
If it's 55, I still like the over.
If Jacksonville can't score 20 points, then how do you like the over?
Well, I just think that they're going to step up to the plate, and you got Maurice Jones-Drew. They're going to get there. They're going to do it. I think I can see it.
I totally disagree.
Green Bay will probably get the over on their own.
That game breathes nothing but under, in my opinion. But
well, okay, that's why
there's a chance.
Agree to disagree.
Detroit.
Detroit
at Indianapolis. Here's a chance for Detroit to maybe win the game.
Yeah, right.
Well, Joseph Guy's out. Here's another possibility for you to, for fantasy owners, use Kevin Jones.
Good luck.
Kevin Jones can start. Fantasy owners, you, Dominic Rhodes. Dominic Rhodes could fill in for Joseph Addai. Joseph Addai will be out. Indy is minus 17 that game. I see Indiana rolling. No factor.
No.
One thing about it is Clinton Portis, Washington at Cincinnati. Washington is minus 6.5. The one thing about it is a lot of people give T.J. Husmanzadeh down the road as a fantasy player because he doesn't have anybody to throw to him. Well, that might be the case, but Hoos has the stats all year long, and he's proven it. So I see a pretty good game out of Husmanzadeh versus Washington, and Clinton Portis. I don't think much is going to happen because Cincinnati's defense. I mean, they continue to show it, and I'm seeing
Cincinnati does have a defense.
And I'm seeing on the message board, does Detroit win this week? And I don't think so. I don't think so. Maybe they will. They will win eventually. They will win eventually.
Is it harder to go undefeated or go winless? What's the hardest? Here, somebody tell me that. What's the hardest thing to do? Go undefeated. Of course, my Dolphins went undefeated 1 year, and New England tried, but they got beat. Can you go undefeated, or can you go winless? What's the hardest thing to do?
Well, that's a good thing, Rachel, and I'm glad you brought it up. Mark Ronick, he's on the message board, and I appreciate it, Mark. You know, Portis will light it up on Sunday. And that's something that I'd like for Mark to speak in on. What is the hardest thing to do, to go undefeated or winless? I mean, when you really think about it, that's pretty tough to do either one.
Absolutely.
They've both been proven. So I don't know. I think to go winless would kind of be harder, but. But who knows what might happen? Let's look at Tampa Bay Atlanta. Now this is a very intriguing game. Tampa Bay's defense was tough. Well, supposed to be tough.
Absolutely.
Atlanta. They're at home. They need this game. And the one thing about it is the fear factor. There is no fear in Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan is proving it night in and night out. So Atlanta's minus 3 and Tampa Bay. What kind of fantasy players do you see on the board for Tampa Bay there, Rach?
Well, I hope it's not. Ooh, that's what got me last week. I thought I had over 100 points. Thought I was doing good. And then again, there you go. The old wide receiver, Joey Galloway, where the hell is he? Excuse me, I'm sorry, I don't think I could say that word, but I did. Where was he? Antonio, man. He was the man. 42 points in our Brandenburg League. Beat me. I was up 100 points, or I was up at 100, and I got beat by 12. So how does that go with 42 points by Antonio Bryant? Hello.
Well, I tell you what, Rach, that's a good point, and we're getting a lot in the chat room. Billy Waz, and he joined us last week. Portis, D'Angelo, and Pierre. I could only play two. Tough to swallow.
Mm.
Still not.
Man, oh man.
I think we have a caller. Do we have a caller?
No. I'm not sure how to work it. Like Scott.
He's working on this thing.
I think Yeah, we definitely do. We got a caller, and I'm not sure how to work the switchboard like Scott does. So,
okay.
Guys, just
well, I'm gonna pull off and let you figure that out, and I'll call right back if that be the case.
We're gonna get it worked out. I mean, we'll get the kinks worked out. But one thing about it, I sure miss Scott on this show. But you know, he misses more than this show. That's for sure. So we're gonna keep on rolling. And we got. Let's see here. Did we touch on Buffalo and the Jets? Buffalo and the Jets. Jets -7.5. At home against Buffalo, the over and under is 41. Now, I always like to touch on these over and unders because there's a reason I do that. I look at games and I look at the trends. This game bleeds under. I see the Jets and Thomas Jones kind of going nuts. I don't see Brett Favre making a big fantasy impact in this game. I really don't. They're going to just run Thomas Jones. Brett Favre is going to dump it down. Keller's going to have fun. And that's about it in that game. You know, the weather, I don't think it's going to be a problem. So it looks to me like it's going to be kind of a 28-7 type game. 28-6.
So where are they playing? In Buffalo?
They're playing in New York.
Doesn't make any difference, really. I guess New York, Buffalo, what's the difference? Duh. Cold weather's not a factor for Favre, obviously. We know that. Buffalo, my Dolphins beat Buffalo. Buffalo's always been a strong defense. But Not this year. I don't see that going on. If Miami can beat them, hello. I don't know. I can't call who's going to win that, but I would say it'd probably be a toss-up because that's going to be close to being a close to playoff game, one way or the other, right? I mean, Jets are winning that division at this point.
Well, yeah, they are, but it's the Jets, Miami, New England. I mean, that's a big coin toss in that division. And
I know you got Miami in there. What do you think about that? I like it.
Well, you mean you didn't think about it? And that's
I said I like it.
San Francisco at Miami with Ronnie Brown having fun against San Francisco's defense. What people need to understand is Mike Singletary and what they're doing at San Francisco is a pretty special thing. He's made strides and making things happen. But so has Miami. I mean, they're making strides. Those are two organizations that we're talking about right now, San Francisco, Miami. The game this weekend in 2008, in 3 years from now, let me tell you something. It could be San Francisco, Miami in the Super Bowl.
Could be.
I'm the nut that came on Red versus Blue, and I said, if Carolina keeps winning games, and if the Giants drop one, Carolina beats the Giants, they went out. They got home field advantage. So, you know, I'm the nut that said that, and it could come to fruition. Let's move on to another game. Tennessee-Houston. Very interesting. Tennessee is -3 at Houston. Looking at fantasy players, we're looking at Chris Johnson. I think Chris Johnson has fun against Houston. I don't care if it's a Houston, if it's a Alaska. I don't care where it's at. I think Chris Johnson has fun. But on the other side of it, if you have Steve Slayton playing, Tennessee's defense is very tough, but I really think that Steve Slayton will hit the end zone.
Well,
the intriguing thing about the game is the over and under is 45. A lot of points. Absolutely. I would think so.
San Diego is
minus 6.
That's all?
Kansas City has been they've been a dogfight every week, but why would San Diego cover? Is Tyler Thigpen, do you want him on your team?
I don't know. He's doing okay, but I really don't know. Give San Diego defense. He'll probably do okay. They're not the best defense in the world, but San Diego is just tough. I mean, you've got Vincent Jackson. You got, of course, LT that has done good and has not. I mean, you know, depends on what week he wants to have. Wow. Big Pen, he can throw it, though. I will give him credit for that. You know, you would have never thought. I mean, I would not think I would want a Kansas City player other than Gonzalez on my team. But Big Pen, never heard of him. Who knows? But, man, he's been pretty strong all year.
Well, that's true. And, you know, I'm going through some startums and setums. And if everybody out there in Red versus Blue Sports Talk Radio, and let me go through these. It's really very interesting when I look at them. Stardom. Donovan McNabb, Sean Hill, which, you know, for whatever reason, Sean Hill has always been there. I mean, you know, they typically love that. So we'll have to see what happens with Sean Hill. Eli Manning, he's becoming a consistent starter. And Aaron Rodgers is a definite starter every week.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Here's a setup. Brett Favre. He's always capable of throwing six touchdowns like he did in week six against Arizona, or week four against Arizona. But he's also capable of throwing three interceptions like he did in week seven against Kansas City. He's just been too inconsistent to trust. And when it comes to the fantasy game, he has no touchdowns and two interceptions in the past two games and only has three games this season where he didn't throw a pick. So do you go for the big play guy? I mean, what do you do?
Well, I don't know. The guy retired. Hello. You know, once you retire, stay there. You know, don't come back. I've seen that happen. Brett Favre is consistent. He's going to the Hall of Fame. I just don't see him doing as well with another team other than Green Bay. I mean, yeah, he's okay with the Jets, but why? You know, it's like hello? I don't know. I can't even think of what I'm talking about. Joe Montana. Once you retire, quit. Be done with it. Michael Jordan.
Well, I know, but, you know, when it's in you, it's in you.
I know. That's the way I feel. Retire. You got the money. You're a Hall of Famer already. Be done with it. I know he wants to do it. It's fun. Well, go coach Little League and help your kids out or something. I don't know.
Hey, Neil, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm right here, Mike. How you doing, bro?
There we go.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How y'all tonight?
Well, I tell you what, Neil, we thought a lot about you, and hope everything's going well for you, man.
Can't be right now. Yeah, Scott just left and went home, or heading home. He should be home by now, but he told me you was on here by yourself tonight, so. And I fell asleep last week and forgot all about you. I thought, well, I'll be done.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've been...
You got me this week. That's kind of scary.
We've been thinking a lot about you, and keep moving on, man.
That's right. Thank you.
I got you in one ear and Rachel in the other. Oh, my goodness, am I in trouble.
You got it working.
What do you think, Neil? I mean, give us a breakdown on, let's see, let's go to, how about Minnesota, Arizona?
Scary game. I'm really getting to like this Arizona team, but I think it's Minnesota against them. Is that at Arizona? Let me see. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
They got them a 3-point favorite here.
That's what I got.
I know they're not going to stop that run game in Minnesota. Well, I tell you what, I don't know. I'm going to go with Arizona, though. I hope they get ahead of them. At home, they can probably do that.
Right.
If they got enough defense, then slow them down a little bit. That Minnesota ground.
That's what's going to say.
Right?
Well, I challenged everybody before the show, and I'm seeing I got some votes in for the Giants. I got some votes in for Tennessee. I challenge everybody before the show to give me their two Super Bowl participants.
Hmm.
Now, the NFC
and
I'm
having a hard time getting big teams in the playoffs. I love the Super Bowl. No.
Neil.
You ought to like Tennessee, I'll tell you. You just got to like them. There's nothing spectacular about them, but they're just solid all the way through, you know.
You know what? That's the one thing I talk about with Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Carolina, same way.
Yeah.
They just get it done.
Well, and they played super last week. I mean, they had to in that game. It was tied for a division. It was a division champion, for the leading division. And, boy, did they come through that running game of D'Angelo. A lot on the chat tonight about D'Angelo and, what's the big rookie back? What's his name?
Jonathan Stewart.
Yeah, he come through too, boy. And then like you said, then they go over the top of that wide receiver. They just had it clicking last week. But it was a good game. It was a really good game all the way. Could have won.
Well, let me ask you this: since we're on the topic of Tennessee, who would have ever thought Kerry Collin? Hello.
Yeah, I know.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I mean, that little running back. He's got to be in the running for Rookie of the Year. Christian.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Steve Slayton probably in that talk too. I imagine a little bit, but he's an awesome player on their offense. And then when they
get there's no doubt about it. They get it done, and the guy behind the scenes is Jeff Fisher, and I've never seen a coach that just garners respect more than Jeff Fisher. I mean, he really does. I mean, he's been able to tell Vince Young pretty much, hey, you're not the guy right now. You need to grow up. Uh-huh. And then put Kerry Collins into place. I mean, what kind of system can do that?
Yeah. There was a remark on here earlier. I put a comment on there. I thought, how about trading T.O. for Cincy for Chad Johnson. You got two head cases. I thought, well, here you can add this Vince Young in there. All this talent on these teams, and to be like they are, they just got to come off with the dumbest wise cracks when they...
Well, I mean, I'm a Dallas fan, but it's just I love the way that Jeff Fisher and Tennessee has gone about their approach. It's pretty much, hey, look, Vince, you're not ready. So sit down and shut up until you are.
Beginning to have my doubts he's ever going to be ready. He's got the talent.
I totally agree. I don't think he will be.
Some of these players, I mean, they get those multi-million-dollar contracts, and they're just.
Speaking of which, all right, I got one for you, and this is kind of out of the box, but There is three players on the Yankees that are making more than 13 teams in Major League Baseball. Derek Jeter, A-Rod, and now CeCe Sabathia are making more. Their payroll, those three players' payroll is more than 13 teams' payroll.
Yeah, it looks like he's trying to buy it again, don't he?
They haven't won it 2001, and they're not going to win it again. But back to football, back to football. Let's go over one more game that is very interesting. Pittsburgh, Baltimore.
That is
under.
I mean, I know Pittsburgh. you really like Pittsburgh. I really like Baltimore. If I had to pick a team that I think might make the I like Baltimore. Against who? I don't know.
Carolina?
No, I don't think. I mean, if they play like they did last week, they could. But they'll play one week like that, and next week you won't even know either one of them players on the team.
Pittsburgh, I don't know. I just think Willie's going to bring it back here, and he's going to get it together. But
I love their defense. I love their defense, too. That's really...
Pittsburgh, well, Baltimore's got a great defense. You don't want to play anybody starting against them. But that is going to be a tough game. Absolutely. Who is going to step up to the plate?
I'm not sure a team like, I hate to even say that. That Chicago, if they make the playoffs, you know, they could be.
I'll tell you what. I'm looking at the chat room, and a good buddy of mine is like, should it be Tavares Jackson or Kurt Warner? And I'm thinking, well, Kurt Warner, I mean, come on. And the same gentleman, Dave Gerzak, is like Baltimore to the Super Bowl. Is that a reach? Rachel, do you remember what I said earlier today?
I kind of like
Baltimore.
Yes, I do believe that. I remember that.
It's not a reach.
Not really.
Who do you like in the Super Bowl, Neil?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't really. I'd like to see Indianapolis get there. I've always been an Indy fan, but they just don't look like they've got enough. And I know a lot of people say the Jets, and I don't think they've got it when they get to it either. But
I
like Tampa Bay that they got beat last week.
I love Tampa Bay.
Huh?
I love Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I thought that was such a good game they played, and Carolina come off of one of their best games of the year, you know.
That's what convinced me on Carolina. Tampa Bay is a great team. They have a super defense. I remember, 5 years ago, what are we going to do today? We're going to watch.
It was a long time ago. I was like, what do we get to do today? We get to watch the Raiders kick some geek.
Oh, and the Raiders, they're so great now.
Oh, man.
But anyway, that's when Tampa won the Super Bowl. Hello.
I think you're going to have some new players. The Giants could get back in there, but I don't know. With losing Plaxico, I think they've lost their playoff chances even.
Well, they lost
the playoff, but that's what about as far as they're going to go. They ain't going to sweep through the playoff without Plaxico.
Well, not only Plaxico, but Dominic Hickson, he's hurt.
Yeah, he sure didn't show much for subbing for him. He had that ball go right through his hands last week like he hadn't even played football, you know.
he had
a beautiful touchdown pass throw to him. I see everybody, a lot of the receivers, it happens to, but he had one just go right through his hands. That was just over top of everybody, and he was home free. And he dropped it.
I think the Giants just have a lot of mental problems dealing with what happened with Plaxico. Mm-hmm. And
And I think I mean, they've got no shortage of running backs on that team, and their defense is awfully strong, and their offense is
awfully
strong.
Yeah, there you go.
Got a great quarterback there, you know, or maybe not great, but he throws the ball around to everybody. I mean, they're still going to be, you're going to still have deals to go through them.
So what, well, let me lay a game on you now.
Okay.
Denver at Carolina.
Carolina.
Denver to Carolina, you got to like them after last week. And Denver's sporadic, boy. I mean, they got with Marshall on that team and they, Brandon Marshall. I mean, they got the talent on that team. If you can't stop the pass, you're in trouble against them. You know, they seem to always plug in a running back, and I don't know who they're running, but who is the running back?
How many
do
they have now?
Huh?
They got about 11 of them.
Hey. I tried to pick up Tatum Bell. I don't know
that's
if he's playing.
Be, Tatum Bell, huh?
Who is it? Is it going to be him or is it going to be Selvin Young? Who knows?
He ain't back yet, is he?
Well, I don't know. Mike said he was. He picked
is
him
he?
Up. I'm going,
He's not Selvin Young. He's seldom young.
Yeah, whatever. Excuse me, but who calls, who names a boy Tatum? I thought that was supposed to be a girl's name.
Tatum O'Neal? Is that what you're talking about?
Tatum O'Neal? I know my friend Lynette named her daughter Tatum, too. You know, I don't know. I never heard a guy called Tatum.
That's
I do know a guy named, hey, I do know a guy named Tater.
You know, I would love to see Arizona get there somehow, but I don't think they can do it. But, you know, they just ain't got the offense. But, man, I just love the offense. But usually those teams just don't do it, you know.
Well, Arizona's been, hey, they're surprised this year for me. I've never seen Arizona be great, but Kurt Warner.
Him
Hightower. He'd probably
Hightower,
get a first
right. You got Hightower.
Strip
yeah,
ball
absolutely.
Down and be out of the Super Bowl.
All right.
Holding his own this year, though.
We're on it right now, so let's keep on going to one more game. I would love the, the Doctor and the Rach, the Giants, the G-Men against Dallas. Dallas is -3. Against the Giants. Break it down, Dr. Rach.
You go first.
Well, that comment T.O. made this week about calling out his quarterback and Jason Witten, you know, I just think that team's due to get a hurting put on them. I don't think that team's got any chemistry now. It's just I wonder if they even play. and Giants don't have Flacco. I think Dallas is favorite. That's Dallas, right? Yeah. Dallas is favorite.
Yes.
I'd take the 3 points and Giants myself. Okay.
Yeah. I like Romo, but hello. They're still the crack boys. of course, now the Giants are the crack boys, too, because, you know, you've got the gun charge. But look at it. You've got Dallas has always had the bad boys, the T.O., the Michael Irvin.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm not a Dallas fan, so there you go. But the Giants, never really been a big fan of them either. But even without Plaxico, I think they'll all step up to the plate. I think they'll be okay. Derek Ward, of course, Brandon Jacobs is out. Derek Ward will step up to the plate. In fact, I think he's just as good, if not better than Brandon Jacobs anyway, but that's my personal opinion. But he doesn't get a chance to play that often.
Matchup.
Now he's going to step up to
matchup.
It.
What do you think on that, Mike?
Well, I'll tell you what, to be honest with you, I love the way that Dallas is going to play defense against
me too,
the Giants. You know, ever since Wade Phillips has taken over, he's taken over the defense and taken over strongly. Dallas's offense, if they don't get settled in for the run, and if T.O. can just suck it up, and all these guys, Tony Romo can just suck it up. Jason Witten just said, hey, we've got two running backs that can run hard and strong. Marion Barber, if he's healthy, if not, no problem. Tashard Choice, have fun. Have fun with these guys, and let's see what we can do.
It's kind of a must-win game for him, isn't it?
It very is. I mean, it's a big-time must-win game. It's going to be at home, but the way Dallas plays, it doesn't matter if it's at home, on the road. Tom Coughlin, I mean, he coaches his teams very well, and I'm very impressed with Tom Coughlin and the way he coaches teams, getting them ready. But this is a time to get ready, and I'm wondering if the Giants have already peaked. I think they have.
Yeah. But, you know, through the year, their average game, when they was, you know, like I said, they've got backup running backs. I agree with that, you know, but they don't have the backup receivers that like Plaxico, the deep ball threat, you know. That's what they lost in him, you know. But,
yeah, they did. And plus, Plaxico's not like 6 foot. I mean,
yeah, right. There ain't many
defenses
that can keep him from catching the ball, you know.
He can go up and get it, and there's no doubt about it. You want to talk a little UK U of L there, Neil? What do you think?
I'm scared to say anything on either one of them. You know?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what.
No kidding.
I am too.
They're both going to get better, you know.
We've got Kentucky, Indiana. Any aspect on that?
Yeah, that game this weekend, ain't it? Yeah. Is that at Kentucky? That is at. I got IU's team at Kentucky. Boy, that they owe them a beating, don't they?
I'll tell you what. There's.
They know.
Believe it or not, IU was the one game that I wanted to win every year because I always knew I could rely on playing Indiana every year, and Bob Knight. A lot of fun to play Bob Knight. It's a lot of fun to play Indiana. Bob Knight's no longer there, obviously. But I still love to play Indiana. And mark this down, guys. In 2011, Indiana is going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, gave him a couple of years. I say he's playing with players he got off Division II teams, you know. So he's really
good.
Crane, and he's a great coach for Indiana. That's really, I think the coach for Kentucky is a really good coach too.
He's cocky. He's a little bit. He's like Gillespie a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have the same infrastructure. That hey. I'm good.
I love their passion for the game, though, both of them.
It's going to happen.
I will say, get rid of Porter and get the ball to Patterson. That's all I've got to say about it.
Yeah, that's true. They've been kind of ignoring him.
I don't care who
they're playing.
What is up with
this
Porter
guy? It's at Kentucky. It's on 4 o'clock tomorrow on Channel 32 CBS, so. That'd be good. I'll give it to Kentucky this year, though. I think they're going to have to match up with them in a couple of years, but I think this has got to be Kentucky's year.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're going to go ahead and win that game, but they're going to go ahead and win a few games in the SEC. Of course, the SEC is weak this year. I mean, for those of you out there, I mean, if you take a look at it, SEC very weak this year. I mean, we're having fun in football, but in basketball, the SEC is, I mean, it's really weak. And matter of fact, I'd like to talk about some bowl games and next week. Who's the best team in the nation? College football.
I don't go by how they picked them. You know, I think Florida was, but until somebody else beats them. I know they've lost a game. About every team in the country has lost one. But
well, who belongs? Texas or Oklahoma?
I don't know how you look over Texas. I mean, Oklahoma, they've been awesome these last 5 or 6 weeks. But I watched Texas beat them 10 points too. You know, So how you can say they're Oklahoma's a better team than Texas? You can't, you know. It just really, they beat them heads up. Didn't
Rachel,
that, you know? And then
I like Florida, even though Alabama. Daggone, I don't know.
I'd like to be able to make the matchups. I'd like to put Southern Cal against Alabama, and I'd like to, you know, I'd like to be able to rig them both.
That would be a great game.
Yeah, and I'd like to see, well, Alabama, I mean, Oklahoma, Florida is a great game, but, I mean, you still got Texas. I don't know how Ohio State weaseled their way in there, you know.
Well, they're going to always be in it. You know, they're one of those, like, going to be there. I like Florida. I'm a Tebow fan, and I'm sorry, I'm a Kentucky fan. Don't get me wrong, but I think that guy is just awesome.
He
just
got
really
that
like him.
Game where he can take it if he ain't got. He always knows what to do with that ball, you know.
Right. I just think he knows what. Yeah, he's great. I like him.
I love that Oklahoma quarterback, but they claim he's the leader for the Heisman, you know, and. I said it makes a difference when you got receivers, you know, like he's got to throw two too.
Does Tebow win the Heisman tomorrow night, or does Bradford?
I think so.
I think Bradford gets it. I'd like to see Tebow.
Really?
I think Bradford gets it, though.
If you're going
by stats, he filled up the stats, you know. Like, that's what they said they gave it on Tebow last year. I still think Tebow is the best player, but I don't think they'll – I mean, I don't think he's going to win it. I think your Oklahoma quarterback's going to take it.
I would want Tebow on my team any day of the week. I'm a fan. What can I say? I mean, the guy's a nice, polite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they interview him. He's not a thug. He's just very nice.
Anybody in the country has got a touch with the ball like his Oklahoma quarterback. And he's pretty good on his feet, too. You know, like I said, there's a reason he filled up those stat lines. He's really good. You know, I think he's in the driver's seat.
All right, well, let's look at Monday. Cleveland at Philadelphia. Real quick, we got about
okay.
I don't even know why I'm going to touch on this game.
Yeah, that last time Cleveland played on a Monday night was when they played the Giants, wasn't it? I think it was. It was the first time.
I think you're right.
Yeah, and they clobbered them.
Let me ask you a question. Who is Cleveland's quarterback right now?
God, I don't know.
That's how much I've been keeping up with that
part.
Who's their quarterback?
Ken Dorsey.
Oh.
Where's your answer there? Yeah,
I thought
I'm going to go with Philly
golf.
That game. I think I'm going to take Philly at home.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, I think they got them favored 14 points, don't they?
Oh, that's short. I definitely take the points on the on the Philly side. Yeah.
Okay, I'll take Philly. I'll give you 14.
Absolutely.
All right, I got one for you. New England, Oakland. We haven't touched on that one, have we?
You know, that's going to be a good game. Better
New England
play.
Minus 6.5 at Oakland.
That's all?
Yeah.
Oakland, come on now.
I'm going to – that's Vegas loss against his old team, you know. I got to go with New England. I got to go with New England. I think Randy Moss will do that. Unless they put a couple of guys on him, he's going to try to make that one of his big games.
Interesting.
Well, I'll tell you what, Neil, I got to. I'm proud of myself because I'm on week 15. This is week 15, right?
Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh.
And in my survivor pool,
oh, my gosh.
I'm still alive.
who's your pick?
This week I took, who did I take, Rachel?
I don't know. I didn't look at it. But you're going to jinx it if you tell us. Probably.
No, I'm not going to jinx it. I'm not afraid. It was a big.
Okay. You picked Arizona last week.
Yeah, I took Arizona last week, and I'm taking
I don't know. I can go in and look, but I didn't.
Philadelphia on Monday night.
Oh, you got a good one here.
Haven't taken Philly all year, yeah. So I'm like, okay,
Good time to have Philly there.
Yeah, especially with McNabb. He's waking up. He's getting enough Chucky soup in him.
Here's one for you. Who's the best running back in the league this year?
Ooh, good one.
It's not Adrian Peterson or LaDainian Thomas.
What Wesley done? It seems like every game Philly wins, he gets 40 points in our league. I don't know.
Hello.
What, huh?
I would. I'm with you. I'd say Westbrook. Absolutely. That's my vote.
Man, that's close. Hey, Westbrook, Peterson, Steve Slayton.
No, I don't think so.
That's
Peterson
close.
I don't think Peterson's held up to his deal that what he should have. Chester
Taylor's
getting too many carries.
Why are points down so much this year in fantasy football points?
Good
I don't know. There you go.
I got three answers for you, real quick. It's called Brady, Tomlinson, Jackson.
Yeah, that's a good point. And Carson.
Carson.
There's been a lot of quarterbacks hurt this year like that. You know, there's been a lot of people having to improvise a lot from injuries to key players. That's probably the answer.
You know, looking forward to next year, how will you draft different, Neil? I mean.
I'll tell you my strategy going in, because ours was a point per reception league, you know. I was going to go with running backs that caught the ball, you know. I wasn't looking for just a running back that ran it like Peterson. I mean, he can get 200 yards and get you 20 points, but, you know, I'm looking for somebody that's going to get 10 points for 10 passes if he can, you know. Like a Reggie Bush, if he could do that type of player, D'Angelo.
Good point. In that league, you get a point for every reception.
That's different. We had a point and a half for tight end receptions, you know, and that would make a little difference. I thought I won a pretty good tight end.
Yeah.
So I kind of went with Whitten, you know. He's really done me pretty well, except the weeks he was out, you know. And I thought he was a strong type player, and I wasn't one likely to get hurt. And he got his ribs broke, and but I've handled it okay, you know. I've had a lot of injuries on my team this year, though, but I've got through it.
Okay, Rach, Neil,
uh-huh.
I'm going to give you guys a chance. One game, just pick one to be.
I am the smartest man alive.
I'm going to take the Colts against Detroit.
Oh, that makes you real smart.
One game, who knows?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that, Neil.
No-brainer.
No-brainer.
About like Mike's Philadelphia against Cleveland.
I see that happening. That's kind of no-brainer, too.
I think
that
Buffalo game could be an awful good game.
I think that would be a great game.
Well, no, who's quarterback in Buffalo?
Mike Trent.
Losman, however you say his name, I'm not sure. I don't want to screw it up. I think he's supposed to be back. Don't know. Okay, my pick for the week. Woo!
All you have to do, honey, is be the...
smartest man alive!
Good for you. I would have to say, my guess would be New England. I'm going to take New England. That's my pick of the week.
I like that pick.
Really?
Well, I hope you get it. Of course, I want to pick Miami, but... Hello. Who knows? Actually, I'm very happy with my team this year. Look, last year, what did they win? Two games?
Yep.
One, maybe two. This
one.
Year, they're actually
somewhat in contention. I got
one for you here, Mike, just to bring this up. Hey, will Tennessee sit, they're locked in, ain't they already? Or they don't have home field locked in though, do they?
No, they don't have home field.
I mean, I'm surprised at the spread on this Houston game. Tennessee's at Houston, they got them 3-point favorite. Now, you know, that's kind of Houston's out of it, you know. Tennessee's just playing for home field, I guess. Do they set players?
Huh. You know what? That's something that a lot of fantasy owners are going to have to address here in the next couple weeks. I mean, who do you set? I don't think anybody is locked in other than Arizona. Arizona's locked in for they're locked in for home field advantage.
Yeah, nobody's close to them. Either.
But other than them, I don't see anybody else that's locked into it. So, and that's something that we need to keep keep an eye on here in the next couple weeks is who is locked in, who's not, who needs to play for it, who needs to win that game.
A lot going on chat room here talking about.
Yeah, I've been watching it. I really appreciate those guys coming in with us. You know, it's
been a kind of surprise this year. I mean, just a nice, pleasant surprise with their running back.
Yeah, and what about Douglas? Has Douglas shown up or what?
Yeah, well,
wow.
He'll be somebody you got to look at next year, I think.
From
Louisville.
Hey, he's played well. He's played well all year long.
He's not scared to go across that middle, though. He,
nope. But, you know, we got about 3 minutes to go, and we're going to keep on going for the next couple minutes. And I want to thank Rachel and Neil. I mean, you guys are awesome.
Pleasure, Mike.
Kind of hanging there with us, and it's been kind of a tough week for the team. But you know, we're just kind of keep our smiles on and keep moving forward. I wish everybody Merry Christmas. But we'll talk between now and then. But if we don't, then I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and all of Happy New Year. And it's not necessarily about the gifts that you give, it's about what you give to each other. And everybody needs to understand that throughout this time of year. It means a lot just to give a hug and just say, hey, I love you, or whatever. I'm not trying to get real deep right now, but it does. Because I think there's a lot of us that are going through the same thing. Yeah.
You never know if you're going to get that second chance for that last hug or kiss, you know.
Absolutely. And it means a lot. It means a lot to just give that extra one. That extra one. So anyway, we're going to just kind of keep on talking. And when we go out of here, just know that the fantasy football family is together. And we're going to keep on. And we miss Scott tonight. But we know that Scott will be back with us. He'll be back with us next Friday. But just keep Scott, Neil, the whole family in your prayers, and we'll all make it through together. But one thing about it is sports is a great diversion, and it helps.
Yes, it does.
So we're out.
You all have a great week. Good luck.
All right, Neil. Take care.
Neil.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Thoughts and prayers are with you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Red versus Blue Sports Talk Radio, where Planet Red and Big Blue Nation collide. With your hosts, Scott Atkins and Michael Trent. Please join us next time.